Chapter 3. And at the other end of town, in homelier surroundings, Hober Mallow kept a second appointment. He had listened long, and now he said cautiously, "Yes, I've heard of your campaigns to get direct trader representation in the council. But why me, Twer?" Jame Twer, who would remind you any time, asked or unasked, that he was in the first group of outlanders to receive a lay education at the Foundation, beamed. "I know what I'm doing," he said. "Remember when I met you first, last year?" "At the Traders' Convention." "Right. You ran that meeting. You had those red-necked oxen planted in their seats, then put them in your shirt pocket and walked off with them. And you're all right with the Foundation masses, too. You've got glamour. Or, at any rate, solid adventure publicity, which is the same thing." "Very good," said Mallow, dryly. "But why now?"
"Because now's our chance. Do you know that the Secretary of Education has handed in his resignation?
It's not out in the open yet, but it will be."
"How do you know?"
"That. Never mind." He waved a disgusted hand. "It's so. The Actionist Party is splitting wide open, and we can murder it right now on a straight question of equal rights for traitors. Or rather, democracy, pro and anti."
Mallow lounged back in his chair and stared at his thick fingers.
"Uh-uh. Sorry, Twer. I'm leaving next week on business. You'll have to get someone else."
Twer stared.
"Business? What kind of business?"
"Very super secret. AAA priority. All that, you know."
"Had a talk with the mayor's own secretary."
"Snake Sut?"
Jame Twer grew excited. "A trick. The son of a spacer is getting rid of you. Mallow..."
"Hold on." Mallow's hand fell on the other's bald fist.
"Don't go into a blaze. If it's a trick, I'll be back someday for the reckoning. If it isn't, your snake, Sut, is playing into our hands.
Listen, there's a Selden crisis coming up."
Mallow waited for a reaction, but it never came.
Twer merely stared.
"What's a Selden crisis?"
"Galaxy!"
Mallow exploded angrily at the anticlimax. "What the blue blazes did you do when you went to school? What do you mean anyway by a fool question like that?"
The elder man frowned. "If you'll explain..."